DraftKings Sportsbook is going to put you courtside. Pick any team that's still in contention. Bet $5, and if that team wins, you cash $200 in free credits. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up with code CSX. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline, 800-270-7117. 21 and older, Michigan only. Wager paid out in site credits. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. Hey, good morning. Big Jim's house here, 557. The Before 6 Club rolling along here. We only got about, what, 2 minutes to talk about this? Keyword house. If you want one of the stickers, we will mail them out to you absolutely free. Got some more stickers coming too.
Yep.
Some different ideas. Anyway, 248-398-9279. Keyword again is
house.
There you go. All right. No Sharpie on you yet?
Nope, good? Not yet.
Okay. Everybody's no hangovers in the house from the weekend?
No, not today, no.
Not today? Yesterday?
Yesterday? Yeah, it was a nap day for me.
When you wake up, you're like, I'm pretty sure my eyes are bleeding.
Yeah, it was a nap day, that's for sure. Long weekend.
Did you rally last night, though?
Oh, yeah. We're all good.
A neighbor 80th birthday party.
Yeah, I had to go over to our neighbors and hang out for a little bit. I went in return. We borrowed one of their folding tables, and I went over there to return it, and it was the worst because she goes, Ryan, now you need to come over. I know your parents are, but you guys need to come over and hang out at least for an hour or so. And she's one that you don't say no to.
Okay.
Because I would have got yelled at today if I didn't show up.
So you got sucked into the party.
So we went there, ate a couple things, and then, all right, we're leaving.
But brownies? What were they doing? Weed or something? I don't know.
Some meatballs.
Oh, okay. Is everybody doing?
Yeah. Regular food.
Okay, I didn't know. I just feel it's legal. So, yeah. You got sucked in accidental party. We kind of had the same thing on Saturday night. We went up at our neighbor's after their kid's birthday party, and the kids were chilling out, and we were just drinking a beer by the fire pit, and some friends of ours showed up on a golf cart out of nowhere. I didn't even really know they had a golf cart. They were feeling it, man.
Did you make sure it was theirs?
No, I probably should have.
Where'd you guys get that?
Don't worry about it.
And then we had the great idea to ride around with them in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want a golf cart now.
Yes, a lot of people in my mom's neighborhood have them. Might be more golf carts than cars.
In Waterford, there's a lot of golf carts. People love their golf carts in Waterford. You trick them out.
Oh, yeah, you raise them up, put some rims on them.
Yeah. Are they all that expensive, though?
He told me
$5,000.
Yeah.
For a used one.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
For a golf cart.
Nah, I'm good.
They're fun, though.
Yeah, no, if I can get a used Escape, I'm driving that instead. Sports coming up next. Oh, for our friends in Toronto. Just a little bit after 6 o'clock, time for some sports. And Make Jim's House brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook app. Tigers lose to the Brewers 3-2 in 10 innings. One of the things to note, though, other than the fact the Yankees suck it, you got swept by the Tigers over the weekend. The Brewers are one of those teams that are flying under the radar.
Right.
Because everybody's talking about the Mets and DeGrom and the Dodgers and the Padres and the Giants. They're really good.
Right.
They are really good. And the Tigers stood up to them, man. All right. Montreal comes. They were down 3-1 in the series to Toronto. It was over. No. It's Toronto. It's what they do. They gave it back. They lose Game 7. I think it was 3-1. Toronto hasn't won a series since 2004.
God, I'm trying to think of who's on those teams.
I don't think anybody knows. Somebody had a picture of, like, social distancing and had a picture of the Toronto logo and the Stanley Cup 60 years apart. God, man, is that just another one of those organizations where... They're not turned into the Clippers of hockey, are they?
Oh,
it doesn't matter what they do?
I kind of
felt like it.
Yeah, that's what's showing. Had a commanding lead and still blow it.
Well, in Montreal, of course, just... A good thing is, I'm sure that Montreal and Toronto, since they really, they're best friends.
Right.
They won't rub this in at all today. Oh, my God. Yeah. NBA playoff notes. A couple quick notes. Joel Embiid left the game in Philly last night with a sprained knee. MRI today. We'll find out what's going on with him. It's a huge loss, obviously. I mean, the dude's an MVP candidate, but for the league as well. He's on my list of like 15 guys I'll pay money to watch in the NBA.
Yeah.
Every time. Joel Embiid for a big man? Holy crap. And he's a character when the fans aren't running on the court. Now they get somebody run on the court. What's going on, man? We finally get over lockdown. We're all have our first beer. It's like we forgot how to drink.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we were drinking beer during lockdown. Pretty sure. And then Anthony Davis, another big man, may not play for the Lakers in Game 5 of their series with Sun, lower back issue. And finally, Indy, Elio Castroneves, four-time winner now of the Indy 500.
Dang.
I'd have never picked him in a million years in that race. He's racing for a really small team. He'd been let go by Penske a couple of years ago. He's still a great driver.
Yeah.
But he was not in one of the big money teams. And, yeah, he, when he won, he does this thing called, they call him Spider-Man. He'll jump on the fence and climb up. And the whole team did it. I don't know if you saw them all doing that.
No.
He's the one that started that. So he climbs up the fence and he's yelling at the fans. And then he's running up and down the front straight. Like not just a couple feet, like a quarter mile down there. Hey! And he's just having fun. And he's Elio.
Yeah.
And then we find out he's such a good guy. And you saw him. He won Dancing with the Stars one year.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't know why that's relevant to anything. So they had to change the parade around in Indy because of COVID and everything. So they flipped it, and people decorated their houses for one of the drivers. So they had like a parade of homes where the homes were Elio and Alexander Rossi and all these different drivers. So Elio goes to this house, and he drove by, and he actually filmed himself the day before going, if I win, I'm coming back. These are my fans. Well, he won. So he went back.
When my reaction was seeing the house, I was like, no. Never seen anything like it. And it means a lot to me. It gives you more motivation to go out there and push it to the limit so that they can be happy as much as I am right now.
Oh, yeah. So he went back. And not only did he go and just, like, you know, visit the house, you assume, like, how athletes are. He was in the house for lunch.
Oh, yeah.
He stayed for a while. He's having fun, man. Elio was awesome. If you want to see that whole video, he's awesome. Somebody rack him. What is up? Warren, react to me. 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is...
Garage.
Waterford, what is up? Jim Rome. Epic. Elio, I thought he was always not. Somebody rack him. Send your Sidro. It's going to be like this all morning. Just so you know, man. Just strap yourself in. 607. All right, coming up in a couple minutes here, we got to talk golf carts again. I'll get you the video. We got to put it up, but we'll talk golf carts. And not in more of a jackass variety.
Oh, Jesus.
Big Jim's house.
CSX Big Jim's house, 622. We got Reeling in the Ears coming up in about 20, 25 minutes here. Play about a quarter to seven. Goldie Hawn goes in the Army.
Oh, good clue.
Thank you.
Yeah, good clue.
Warren Ernie. We love Ernie. Ernie's a great friend of the show who listens every morning and will answer our Reeling in the Ears based on the clue 99 times out of 100.
Oh, yeah, he hits it every time.
We need him to do a trivia night. He needs to be on our side.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's the ringer you bring.
He's
for
the
sure.
Hammer. And I the only thing, if we ever did a trivia night, we're not letting this old guy drive the golf cart. We have that video posted?
Yeah, keyword drunk.
This guy, man. Over the Memorial Day weekend, I'm sure we wound up on a little late night golf cart ride with some friends of ours. How often does this happen where people, outside of a golf course, we love our golf carts here in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How often have they just plowed into something with your golf cart?
Oh, I'm sure it happens often. I mean, heck, there's my mom's subdivision. There's people driving around with the coolers in the back of the golf cart just going for rides.
Well, they're rigged up.
All weekend.
They're hooked up. Again, keyword drunk for this one. 248-398-9279, by the way.
First time I've watched it.
He's very determined, and these two young ladies, well.
The flowers! Oh my God! Oh! Alright, now you need to go. Oh my God! Oh my God! Yeah.
Okay, oh my God, he's out. He's very determined. This older gentleman is very determined.
Just needs to get home.
That's it. In his golf cart. It's like one of those things where you're watching him and you go, all right, well, he's gonna drive home. He's going to take his golf cart. He'll be safely home. 3 feet later.
Literally 3 feet later.
It is 3 feet
later.
It's
like later. Two tire rotations and he's laying down.
Almost had it. No, you didn't. You didn't almost have it, buddy. 248-398-9279. Well, Brian's got one for us here. Hey, good morning, Brian. Welcome to Big Jim's house. How are you, bud?
Hey, good morning, guys. Welcome. Happy Monday. Happy Tuesday.
Actually. I know. But yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Hey, so we're at a golf outing out at Brighton. It's on the backside of, I think it's called the Cattails or something like that. It's over by, Mount Brighton Ski Resort. We're driving down the backside of the hill. It's one of the ski slopes. And my buddy decides to do a power slide down the hill. So he's going full blast. He throws it in neutral. Power slides down the hill, hits a bump, and turns it over sideways and breaks his collarbone and has to be rushed to the hospital.
Oh, God.
Total of the golf cart.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay, so so Brian, while you're telling the story, Ryan's over here nodding his head. So power sliding on a golf course with a golf cart is like a requirement or something?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. You have to, especially in the morning dew. Man, you can get it going really good.
That's exactly what I was just going to say.
So that's the move, huh? I don't know.
Flipped them a few times. Flipped them a few times, man.
Of course. Every time you go, I'm on my way to a Kiwanis golf outing in Livonia right now.
All right. Well, hit them straight. And by being that, the golf ball, not the other people in golf carts. Okay, Brian?
Yeah. I'm the president of the Kiwanis Club. I have to do the 50-50 raffle. I don't even get the golf.
Oh,
but
no.
My girlfriend and her friend are the Tito's girls, and I have to teach them how to make Bloody Mary, so I'll have the first one this morning about 7:15.
Okay, you can tell I'm hungry because all I heard was Cheetos girls, and I'm like, ooh.
No, it's not Cheetos. It's Cheetos.
Cheetos. That's even, no, that's good.
Yeah.
Hey, put us in for...
Yeah, you heard Cheetos, the crunchy one.
There we go. That's okay. That's why we have a dumb button. Okay.
Hey, guys, have fun. Have a great day. Good talking to you.
See you, Brian. There he goes. 626. We're doing so well. 76 for high today, 57 right now. If you want to see this video again. So how often, you worked at a golf course. How long did you work there?
2 years, two summers.
How often did people roll golf carts?
Oh, there's a couple. There's at least, I can think of 4 or 5 times that we had to go pick up a cart. Especially league play, man. League nights, older guys, they get after it. Thursday night.
You say pick up a cart like it was just laying in the middle of the course or something?
You couldn't drive it anymore. They busted it up so much, so you'd have to go haul it back, tow it back.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Got a card on 13.
Yeah, I can think of three that me and my buddies have flipped while in them. And that's just doing exactly what Brian said.
The power slide?
Oh, if you get you get the dew on the ground, man, on a fairway, that short grass.
Well, they're not exactly the most aerodynamic things in the world. It's like driving a milk cart on wheels.
That or you misjudge where the fairway bunker starts and boom!
Oh, then it's a jackass move?
Yeah.
And you're full on Steve-O, man. Keyword drunk.
The flowers! Oh my god!
Yeah, he's out. Oh, yeah, he was face first. Keyword.
Yeah.
I always wondered about that, man. Very determined old man, though. Give him credit.
He's trying.
He's going to do what he's going to do. All right, 628. Reeling in the Ears coming up at 645. Again, here's your clue. Goldie Hawn goes in the Army. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house. 639, 57 degrees, 76 for high today. Warming trend. And then weekend, we could see upper 80s, maybe 90 Sunday. Good weather for... How does that work out with bags? Oh, by the way, I want to get to this in a second because anyone who's played cornhole at bags, I've just got a lesson from Ryan during Aerosmith. Rhythm in the Year is coming up in 5 minutes here. 3 clips from 1 year. Great prize if you're into Motley Crue. You're going to love this. Here's your clue. Goldie Hawn goes in the Army.
Hey, good clue. Good clue.
Thank you. All right. So we've got a cornhole game at home, bags. We had some friends over Sunday, and we were out back throwing bags, and we like doing it.
Yeah.
We bought the one where you just tuck them in and clip it together, and you put it away. Ryan was regaling me of next level baggery.
Oh, yeah.
That your family's a little kooky about the old bags thing, dude.
Yeah, we've gotten really into it. I mean, I got my brother-in-law's making all our own boards now and stuff. And just bought like $150, $200 set of bean bags for the game, like the Stop. Ones they used on the Johnsonville tour.
Stop.
Oh, yeah.
$200 for bags?
Yeah,
for bag-o?
This is serious. There's slick and there's a suede side that's the stick side, and then the other side you flip it over and that's the slide side. So it slides a little bit more.
There is no one listening right now.
Oh, yeah, right, dude. It's big. There's tournaments
that
all over the place.
Spent $200 on bags.
Yeah.
I bet you a buck.
There's opens all over the place.
248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. Have you dropped? We'll even lower it down. $1.50. $150
okay.
on bags for cornhole.
Yeah.
I'm not. But are you into this as much as they are?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're getting really into it. There's cornhole science. You look that up, and it's all about the throw and the rotation of the bag, and there's some things to do with the rotation of the earth, and when you're playing.
He was explaining this to me during the song, by the way. Yeah, the rotation of the earth.
Yeah, my brother-in-law was filling me in on all this. But we've been watching, like, YouTube videos and stuff. Oh, yeah.
Well, can we get you in a tournament if we sponsor you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd play in one. Me and my buddy Doggett, man, we went probably 25-30-0 on Sunday. Couldn't get beat. We were out there for 3 hours on it, on the boards. Nobody could touch us.
Did you talk to anyone at the party or just play bags the whole time?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Smoke
3 hours.
Yeah, just, hey, next up. Who's next?
Poor little kids.
Who's next? Yeah, we did.
Out there trying to play.
Whoop a couple of them, too.
Why? Why would you do that with your $200 bags?
I mean, if you're going to play, I'm not going to let you win.
God.
What kind of uncle would I be if I let him win?
The nice one? You know, the loving uncle? That'd be the one. Okay. Told you nobody's calling.
There's a huge, huge tournament schedule in Clawson. If anybody knows about that one, that's the one we've been looking at to maybe get in.
Are you serious?
Yes.
When?
I don't know. We just got to find it. There's a couple different dates, but there's a big community in Clawson that, I don't know. I got to get better. I got to get better because I know there's some people that are real good.
With the warming temperatures and what it does to the Earth's core, that's going to change how your toss goes as well.
Right.
And then we have to check some weather conditions in the Bahamas because you couldn't have tropical storms coming through there. And then the jet stream could move, and that would affect you as well.
You're right. Absolutely. Humidity. It's fun, man. It's good to get invested into it. It's fun.
Okay. So you won't get your oil change, but you'll spend $200 on bags. Okay. No, it is fun. I good on you, man. All right. I'll tell you right now. You find out the tournament, I'll pay for the spot. I'll pay for the sign.
All right, yeah, let's get us in.
And if you don't get top three,
Big Jim's House on 94.7 WCSX.
CSX, Big Jim's House here. Good morning, 7:02. Big Jim, here's Spencer on the house phones. Ryan to our left. Anyone seen some cicadas here in the Motor City? Are they here? We believe so. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. You just showed me that picture. Where's that from, Ann Arbor?
In Ann Arbor. Guys, sent it into Channel 7. I posted it if you want to see it. Keyword is bug.
So, cicadas, the sound they make, is it soothing or annoying? See, last time, 17 years ago, I remember, pretty damn loud. Here you go, in case you forgot. Yeah, that would get old in a hurry, I think.
Yeah.
I've only got it for 10 minutes, so we'll be fine. Okay, wow. That actually made my ears hurt with headphones on.
I'm sure that sounded great driving around, too.
People in their cars looking around going,
what the hell?
What is going on with my car? Ernie texted in to say he saw one. Right? Didn't Ernie say he saw one?
Yeah, he said he saw his first one on Saturday.
Does someone do a cicada coney here?
Somebody's got to.
Seriously.
Right?
Well, you got that place in Kentucky. They're already doing theirs.
Snap, snap, Snappy's a Gator Pizza.
We make our pizza with our authentic crunchy breed.
Ooh, Snappy's a Gator Pizza.
We hand strip the wings, ditching the parts we don't need.
Ooh, Snappy's a Gator Pizza. We choose the freshest cicadas in town. Ooh. When we run out, we pull more from the ground.
Free.
Snap, snap, Snappy's a Gator Pizza. Ooh.
Tree delivery.
Well played. Well played, man. I'm sorry, I still hear the cicada, the cicada thing ringing in my head.
Yes.
From playing that sound. I really do. 248-398-9279. You want to see him on a tree? They're in Ann Arbor. It's the keyword?
The keyword's bug. Okay. Yeah, there's a bunch of them on that tree, too.
Oh. You ready for this?
I don't remember really the last time.
Yeah. Do we get all freaked out about, is this getting freaked out about nothing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like the murder hornets. Remember when those were all out?
I don't. Why are you saying their name? Don't say their name. You say their name and then they get all weird. And some of these cicadas now actually have some sort of disease. They're passing back and forth to each other.
Oh, good.
And they've got like their butts are falling off.
What?
I'm not making this up.
That's not real, seriously.
Really? No, I 100%. You could look it up. They're some whatever they're doing. Yeah, they're finding cicadas with no butt.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He doesn't believe me, folks. I'm Googling.
I gotta look Googling. It up.
Look it up, yeah. Cicadas with no butts.
I don't, weird Google search number one of the week.
Yeah. No.
Cicada butt.
Let me explain that to IT. Then type in cicada skinny jeans. If you want to see it, though, keyword bug, right? 248-398-9279. That's our house phone. We want to hear from you. Ladies and gentlemen, have you got your boots on? That's an expression. You don't have to wear boots when you're going to work, but are you on your way to work? It's something we call the boot check. A buddy of mine started this a couple months ago. This is more of a dare. He said, nobody works before 9 in Detroit anymore. We used to be the 24/7 city.
Yeah.
He's like, not anymore. I'm like, you're insane. We want to hear from you. 248-398-9279. By the way, if you want a boot check sticker, we'll send it to you absolutely free. All you got to do is text us, the same number you used to call. You text and the keyword is
house.
That's it. Just put house in there, nothing else. 248-398-9279. That's our house phone. Okay, boot check. We're doing that right now. By the way, we need to apologize to whoever that is in the 248. We have that cicada pizza song stuck in our head. Sorry. Oh, by the way, when you call for the boot check, we're just going to put you on hold and we'll talk to you. Old school radio here, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We have the dump button working today?
Ready to go.
Everyone's been pretty good so far.
Yeah.
Everyone has been pretty good here. Let's grab line one. Hi, good morning. It's a
boot check.
Who's this?
It's Rich from Warren.
Rich! I love it, man. How you doing, buddy?
Getting ready to go do some painting.
Where are you painting?
Painting a house.
Okay, well, like Frank Sheeran mobster paint a house, or like legitimately paint a house?
Like getting on a ladder 30 feet kind of painting.
Oh, yeah, have fun. Both of us are like, nope.
No, thank you.
I don't even like touching ceiling fans, much less that, man. You're awesome. Hey, Rich, nice to hear from you, buddy. You have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right, there we go.
You too, buddy.
Oh, there it goes. Line two.
Boot check.
Who's this?
Hey, it's Glenn.
Glenn, how you been, buddy?
I've been doing pretty good for an old white guy.
Okay. I'm not sure that's relevant to anything.
Rotten Manor. Working Rotten Manor, getting it ready for Halloween.
You getting it ready for Halloween?
Yeah, Rotten Manor. We're adding.
Oh, that's right, Rotten Manor. Okay. All right. Now, yeah. You've been there?
No.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. Pretty cool place. I know
we're
you worked out there.
We're adding a haunted hayride this year.
Okay. Nice.
And we can do that. And now with all the stuff lifted, we can, like, lick hay and everything.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. All right. Thank you, bud. See you, Glenn.
Have a good one, guys.
248-398-9279 is our house phone. You can call. You can text in as well. It's what we call a
boot check.
Let's grab line five. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Zach from Brown City.
Hey, buddy. What are you up to this morning?
Slept in for an hour. Get to go to work an hour late today. It's a great day.
Nice.
And what do you do?
I'm a professional window washer.
That's a crazy job, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's absolutely a blast.
Do you do the heights?
That's what I was just going to ask.
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
Actually, I've been 100 feet up so far, but I'm trying to convince my boss to let me do high-rises.
You want to do high-rises?
I want to do it so bad.
Okay, every movie I've ever seen with a window washer never ends well.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Window washers never have a scene where they're not falling.
Sitting in that little cart thing.
Right. Why is that? Can't they just have one where you just clean the windows and you go home?
See, I just want to do it for the money.
Okay, well, there you go. Absolutely. That's why Ryan was a male dancer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Motivation, right. Man.
Thank you, buddy. You have a great day. Appreciate you listening, too.
You too.
All right, there goes. Keyword house, if you want one of the boot check stickers, you can do that as well. We're not done, though. 248-398-9279. 100 feet.
I got nervous thinking of that.
You did.
Oh,
you were like
thank
rubbing
you.
Your hands together. Like,
no,
I'm
thank
not
you.
Sure about this. You could do it.
No way. There's no chance.
You know what I'm saying, though? Every time you see a window washer in a movie, you know they're going to fall.
Oh, yeah. Something's
you
always happening.
You know they're going to fall. There is never just a non
or in the falling. News or anywhere you see a window washer. Right. Something went wrong.
No, or it'll tilt off to one side.
Oh, God.
Hanging. Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks.
Ryan gets nervous getting out of his chair. 248-398-927.
Big Jim's house.
Love doing this. Something we call the
boot check.
Boots. Who's got their boots on? It's an expression. You got your work shoes on. We want to hear from you. 248-398-9279. We know a lot of people, you can't call from work anymore. You got a text. That's cool. Ryan's got a bunch of text messages over there. Go for it.
Yeah, brother. We got our buddies Justin and Dale at Paul's Audio Interior. They're giving a big boot check this morning. Good morning, guys. Also, Mike at 3Con and Wixom. He said, boot check. Let's go down a little bit. Here's one from the 810. Been working since 2 a.m. Security guard at the Chrysler World headquarters in Auburn Hills.
Nice.
Well, good morning, boot check. And another one, shout out to all the guys at GLR Recycling, driver's warehouse, and office personnel. It's Ed. You guys rock.
248-398-9279, 248-398-WCSX. I drive by Paul's Auto Interior occasionally. When I'm driving home, I take different routes because I'm crazy.
Right.
And I wave. So the guys know. I actually wave when I drive by.
That's cool.
I should swing in there someday.
Yeah.
What kind of makes sense?
You're in there.
Isn't it? Like, how can we never stop by? Because I never drive. Oh, no, I do. Okay. Hold on. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. Line 4. Boot check. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. What are you doing this morning?
I am actually heading into work, but I have my tennis shoes and my scrubs on, heading to St. John Hospital.
All right. Well, and what do you do there?
I work in the radiology department.
Okay. All right. All right. X-rays. So what is the most common X-ray joke? When I went in, last time I got X-rays, I went, am I pregnant? And you could see the radiologist. She's just looking at me like, yeah, I've never heard that one
God,
before.
Yeah.
The most common body X-ray is the back, the lower back.
The back one. Okay. There we go. Yeah, my back.
Yep.
You have a great day at work. It's nice to know you're listening in the morning, too.
I always listen to you guys in the morning. You make my day. Thank you so much.
Wow, thank you for that. 248-398-9279. Line 6.
Boot check.
Who's this? Hello, boot check. Who's this?
Hey, this is Lori, and I'm calling for all those hardworking guys at Hadley's Towing.
This is something we don't talk enough about.
Right.
If you can give a boot check for other people you work with as well and coworkers. That is so cool of you to do that, Lori.
Thanks, and I hope everybody will be safe for them when they're out on the road.
Okay, do you have any names that we want to say hi to?
Sure, I'd like to say, hey, this is Jonathan, my son, and the owner, Kip. And all the other guys that are working out there.
And you're right about that. Being a tow truck driver, and we've got friends here, like in the business park area that we know around here. That is a dangerous job that you don't think about, man. Yeah. You're absolutely right. We got to keep them safe.
Yeah, move over.
All right. Yeah,
exactly.
Please. Hey, it's nice to know you're out there listening, too. You have a wonderful day. Enjoy this weather, okay?
You too. Thanks.
All right. There she goes. Line 2.
Boot check.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy. How are you?
Good, Kathy. How you doing?
Good. I'm putting on my Red Wing boots to go out and finish seeding my garden.
Okay.
Nice. Getting it ready?
Got it all done?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Almost.
Close. What are you growing this year?
I have tomatoes, beets, carrots, squash, eggplants, everything.
Dang, nice.
We planted tomatoes. We did tomatoes last year, Kathy, and, like, we planted them late. We put them in the little thing and let them grow up. I'm not good at this stuff.
Yeah.
I swear to God, these things wouldn't die. It was, like, mid-November. They were still good, like, snow. Up. Yeah, they're like, I'm not dying, man. I'm not done yet. So what's
okay. Well, my deer ate a little. They ate the majority of my garden last year, but this year I'm taking extra measures.
Okay. Well, if Ryan lives in your neighborhood and gets drunk, he'll come make a salad. So, yeah. Well, that's awesome, Kathy. Send us pictures of the garden. That's cool. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, cool. All right. Can I get a sticker?
Yeah. Keyword is house. Just text us. Same number you used to call. Hang up and text us. Keyword house. House, right?
Yes.
And there's a link right on there.
Yay.
All right.
Thank you, guys. I listen to you all the time, every day.
Oh, you're awesome. Have a great day. There she goes. One more. Line one. Boot check. Who's this?
Frank Rizzo.
Hey, Rizzo. How you doing there?
Hey, doing great after a boot check this morning.
All right, buddy.
A little late for work. That just listened to your radiologist who reminded me of a little bit of a neck surgery. I had to have my labia fixed. My larynx. did a boot check this morning. I'm way late for work. Had it at Accutech Manufacturing.
You're awesome, buddy.
Get to work, man.
Good to hear from you. All right, buddy. You have a great day, man. Make sure you get that checked.
Have a great day too, brother.
If you've got one of those, you're going to make a lot of money in medical journals. We'll just leave it at that. Okay.
Wow.
What is happening? Spencer in the other room. CSX Big Jim's house, 724. 55 degrees. It is beautiful outside, man. 76 for a high. Weather's going to warm up. This upcoming weekend, we could get 90 by Sunday. Upper 80 Saturday. There you go. We apologize. We didn't get all the boot check calls or text messages, but we got a couple more.
Yeah, Lisa checked in. She said, boot check, heading to work at Lori's Landscape in Clarkston.
Lowry's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Lowry's. boot check from Southwest Florida. Working for the phone company.
I'm always curious how many people are listening right now that are not in Detroit. And then we got buddies in Atlanta, trucker gyms all over the country, using our app, which, by the way, our new app is awesome.
Yes.
If you're listening and you're not here in Detroit, give us a call, 248-389-2279. Brendan texted in, too?
Oh, yeah. Let me get back up to that one.
Sorry about that.
Brendan, a detailer from Nabs, right?
Okay, so is it Larry and Tenny? So they're the folks, when you see the automotive reviews we do on the garage page, they're the people that deliver them and clean the cars.
Oh, cool.
And that's it's an interesting job. It's tough.
Right.
Because we're slobs when we drive the car. Try not to.
I always make them smell so good, too.
I don't know. That's the whole thing, bud. See? All right, so that's cool. 248-389-2279, our house phone. We have a concert announcement coming up at 10 a.m. this morning. We will do this with Donnie. Here's the weirdest part about this. We're going to give away a pair of tickets for the concert. You're going to win something totally in the dark. You have no idea what you're getting.
Right.
Trust us. You're going to want it. We're going to play about an hour from now. All right? Battle the Burbs. I don't know that we've ever given away a prize. We can't tell you what it is.
I don't think so. I was trying to think back this morning, but yeah, you're right. You want this one.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you want this one. This is one of those double bills. We can say Comerica Park. We know that much.
Yes.
We know it's Comerica Park. Well, there we go. Is this a Canadian boot check? That counts?
It is a Canadian boot check from Kingsville, Ontario, Canada. Calling in for the Tech Zone boys of Kingsville District High School, teaching the next generation of tradesmen and women.
Look
nice. That's what we're talking about. Are you a Maple Leafs fan this morning? Never mind.
Not this morning.
Okay. Not this morning.
Nobody is. Nobody is. All right. Hey, nice to know. Well, hopefully we can come over the border soon.
Yeah.
Do we know when they're going to rescind
that? I don't
know.
I haven't seen anything on that yet.
Have you heard anything about that?
Not a thing.
Okay. We got to get over there because we don't have a lot of Tim Hortons in Detroit. Anyway. Hey, it's good to hear from you. And what was the name again? Now, where are you teaching?
Kingsville District High School in for the Tech Zone boys, for Jim, for Ozzy, for Jake, and myself, Matt.
Matt, you're awesome. You have a great day, bud. Nice to know you're out there.
Appreciate you. Thank you much. Been listening to you for 1,000 years.
Okay. Well, I'm not that old yet. We're getting there, man. All right. You be well.
And you.
There he goes. That man was dialed in. Yeah. To all our Toronto fans. Sorry. Although, what can we say? We didn't even make the playoffs in Detroit. I can't give Maple Leaf fans any crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd rather not make it than lose like that. So.
Big Jim's house.
So a buddy of mine was asking me, hey, Jim, do you really have DraftKings Sportsbook app on your phone? I showed him. And then I proceeded to spend 10 minutes explaining to him everything that's on there because it's so cool. If you haven't downloaded the app, do it. And when you download it, use the code CSX. Trust me. You're going to want to. You're going to get a great bonus. But more importantly, it has changed how I watch games. It's so much fun. Any sport, when you get into it, man, this is another level. We've all been waiting for this so long here in Michigan. Now that it's here, DraftKings Sportsbook, it is the best. Check the app out today. Use that code CSX, though.
Oh, that sounded good, man. Alice.
739, 58 degrees right now, 76 for a high. Going to warm up, upper 80s Saturday. Actually, by the end of the weekend, we may touch 90, but let's just focus on now.
Yep.
Ryan was telling me something off air while Alice was jamming along. I think it's so cool. I was wondering, who's that person in your life who just shows up? That just, there's an open door invitation. Not family, and they can't be a family member. Is there anyone listening right now who has someone like that in their life or had someone? 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX is their house phone. Because your buddy Dog had showed up Sunday at your mom's house.
Yeah, it was Sunday. I knew he was up north at his cottage, and then he kind of goes, I don't know, we'll see, maybe, maybe not. But I didn't hear from him, and then next thing I know, we're eating, getting all the food ready. And boom, he comes strolling in. Hey, guys! He just drove home from up north, and on his way home, just stopped and stayed the night.
But he'll show up at your house.
Yeah. We've always been like that.
Unannounced?
Like, in high school and stuff, I'd just walk straight into his house. I wouldn't... Hey, you here? There's a couple times you show up and they're not there.
And you're in the house.
All
going,
right.
Where are you?
All right. See ya.
But that's cool, though, that you have that kind of thing. And everybody just kind of knows with Doggett.
Right.
My grandma, growing up, she always told the story about Stetch, a friend of my dad's, that would come over and he ate dinner once and he liked my grandma's cooking more than his mom's. So it became a thing where he would pretty much be there every night. And you'd hear the screen door, and that my other uncles were like, good, are we feeding him again? Grandma, after a while, was like, hold on, Stetch isn't here yet. His name was Jack. They called him Stetch. It was like, I don't know what the short for what. But yeah, they would ever, and he never knocked. Just open the screen door and walk in.
Yeah.
Just come in. I don't think we have anybody like that right now. It just shows up unannounced.
God, we used to, with the people I call my family from Chicago, they're basically, you know, cousins and uncles. We used to have each other's garage codes when they lived here.
So they would show up unannounced?
Oh, yeah.
And you hear the garage door open?
You just hear the garage door open and you figure it's probably them. Because we're all sitting together watching TV. It's got to be one of them. But we did it to each other, yeah.
Was this, remember the Sebastian Maniscalco? The whole thing about, like, having the cake. Oh, what was the Entenmann's?
Oh, yeah.
Entenmann's cake was only for company, dude. You never got to eat that. For my grandma, it was Pepperidge Farm cake. It was in the fridge.
You didn't eat it?
We were never allowed to touch that. One of her friends came over, and they have a cup of coffee in Pepperidge Farm. And if we were nice, you got, like, a tiny little slice
of it. Yeah, you got a little sliver.
Oh, it was just unbelievable there. Hold on a second. Rich and Warren, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, my uncle was like that. He'd just show up at 3-4 in the morning, and, you know, what are you going to do, shut the door on him? You know, but it rubbed off on me because I used to do that to my friends. My buddy bought a house on 16 in Jefferson. I went to see it. I wound up staying 6 months.
All right. Yeah, remember, the three-day rule, it's like fish, man. If it starts to smell, you got to go home. That's, I'm always like the three-day rule visiting my friends. I'm like, after 3 days, you guys should stay for a week. Like, no.
Nah, I'm good.
3 days, we're good, man. They'll get sick of me in a hurry. Rich, you're awesome, buddy. Have a great day.
Take it easy, guys.
All right, bye. Was that somebody from the Philippines on the other line? Oh, we lost David from the Philippines.
What?
I'm serious. Somebody we were talking about earlier. Well, that's a long phone line they got to feed out. David, you're welcome. Come on. That's so cool that Doc shows up.
Oh, yeah.
And your mom doesn't even blink, right? She's
no.
Like, oh, CSX Big Jim's house. It is 7:46. 55 degrees on our way to 76 for a high today. Going to warm up. We may touch 90 by the end of this weekend.
Yeah.
We found this list. Well, let me explain this. We found this list that a woman found this list of her boyfriend's mom had posted on mom's Instagram. Now, we got it for you. The keyword, of course, is...
list.
These are rules the boyfriend's mother made for women that want to date him. She posted the list on TikTok. It's awesome, but we have the screenshots from it. I did notice that the original TikTok video, it gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got privatized. So either she's selling it to somebody else or mama's not happy.
Right, yeah.
Have you ever dealt, is anyone listening right now, are you willing to admit or have you ever dealt with a overly possessive mom when you were dating someone? 248-398-9279. A couple of them on here. If you show up at my house looking like a stripper, I will make you go away. Wow. Understand that if I don't like you, I will make you go away. There's a threat here. If I see any sexts on his phone, I will make you go away. Understand that I can make you go away.
She said, I can make you go away 12 times, but then she had to make sure it's really clear. Just understand that I can.
He's a mama's boy. Unless you have a ring on your finger, your opinion of that does not matter. You are not in charge of him, and it's not up to you to change him, take him for who he is, or see rule number five. What's rule number five again? Understand that I can make you go away.
Oh, boy.
Oh, number nine. You see that one?
Yeah.
Go ahead, that one.
I know how to avoid jail.
Whoa. Whoa, mom.
That one's tough.
If you weasel your way past all these rules and fake your way to a ring on your finger, I'll be something much worse than your boyfriend's mom. I will be your mother-in-law. Is this a no-go? Are you done? Once you find this list, if you're the girlfriend and you found this list and it's already got like 130,000 likes and it's all over the place. Let's just say hypothetically you didn't post it on TikTok. You know about it.
Right.
But nobody else does. Are you still going to date the guy, or are you done?
I don't know. I might have to be done. That's a lot. Those rules are... I mean, she says I can make you go away too many times for me to be comfortable with her.
Oh, there's more rules than the ones we read, too. Yeah, that is definitely right. Like, can make you disappear. Again, what are you, I paint houses for a living or something? 248-398-9279 is our house phone. But if you're her and you found this list, are you still with this guy? I'd love to know if she's still with this guy.
I know. I was trying to find a follow-up, but there's nothing so far.
That's what I'm saying. We
need
you're
one.
Right. We don't know. Would that be the end of it? Somebody said, break up now. It'll never get better. Moms like this are ridiculous. My boyfriend's family adores me. I'm so sorry you have to deal with this. Way to make it about you. 248-398-9279. That's the most social media comment ever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so hard you're going through that. My family's amazing.
Yeah, everybody loves me. We get along great.
Yeah, and your kids went 3 for 3 and they got straight A's. I know. I got it. 248-398-9279. Check this out, though. The keyword is...
list.
Big Jim's house.
753 Big Jim's house. Lots to get to this morning. We're giving you tickets for a concert that we can't even tell you about until 10 a.m.
Yes.
That's the prize for Battle of the Burbs. And we're talking about this very understanding mom who's posted a list of very reasonable rules for dating her son. And the girlfriend found them and shared them. And now it's got like 130,000 likes until she took it private.
Yeah.
Too late for that.
Yeah, you can't find it now.
No. 248-398. But we got the list. If you want to see it, the keyword, of course, is...
list.
Is this a no-go? Spencer, we were talking to Spencer. When you call the house phones, you'll talk to Spencer. You did a great job behind the scenes here. That's a no-go for you, right? Okay. He's like doing a nope. What about you?
Yeah, I'd be no. Not so, with this list. She talks about making him disappear too much. I don't like that. That freaks me out.
One, two, three. The two
she
through five are all
movie.
I will make you go away. If you show up my house looking like a stripper, I will make you go away. If I see any sex on his phone, I will make you go away. If I don't like you, I will make you go away. 248-398-9279 is her house phone. You want to see the rest of this list? She gets after it. So, hypothetical. Heidi finds this list. It's from your mom. Not saying it is. Would this be a no-go from Heidi if she saw this?
Knowing Heidi, yes.
Really?
I think she'd be out.
Okay. It feels like a no-go. Everyone's been telling her, like, you got to dump this guy. You're never gonna get past the mama's boy thing. If she's that possessive while he's dating, imagine what happens when they're married.
Oh, that, and even if he's cool and you can't really see it from him, his side, you still know that she's behind, you know, the mom's there.
Still there.
That's
That sucks, though. Maybe they genuinely care for each other and the mom's just completely... But, and I'm reading way too much into this. If the young lady who posted this video, I think there was already something wrong. You don't air somebody's mom out like that if you care about them.
Well,
You don't do it.
Especially when her list, once again, when her rules are this threatening.
And then the music she used in the TikTok video was, effing hates me.
Yeah,
so not exactly love song music.
But, yeah, she might already be gone, and she just found this and, you know, posted it up because... Like I said, it's too threatening.
I think you're right. That was a walk-off.
She might have had this in her back pocket, yeah.
That was a walk-off. Here's another reason I broke up with you. Wham! That's a great idea. I meant Wham, the music of Wham. First time Heidi met your parents.
Yeah.
When? When, how long?
How long?
No, when? Oh, when was it?
When? Like, a couple of weeks after we first started talking. During the summer, they were hanging out at the lake, and I... Just throw them right into the fire. I threw Heidi right into the fire.
Not literally into the fire, no, like just conversationally.
But I went to the store. We drove there separately, back to my house. I was at her house. I went to the store, didn't tell her. She showed up to my house without me there, and everybody was already there.
Oh, you suck. That's horrible.
Told her. That's what I told her. I'm like, I had to throw you to the wolves right away, man, and see if you can handle
it. Not cool.
See if you can handle it.
There are people around. You are getting so judged right now.
I knew
you're
going to
be
could.
Rule number 11 on this mom's list. Don't date Ryan. Well, okay. First time I met Kathy's parents, I was in the service. We were dating. We flew from Charleston, South Carolina, where I was stationed, to Conneaut Lake, Pennsylvania, for Thanksgiving.
Oh, geez.
With the whole family. Now get off the plane. If you've never met me, I'm 6'5". No one in her family is over 5'7".
Oh boy.
So like it was like Harry and the Hendersons. I was waiting for them to, like, tie me down to the lawn or something. Like, you know, I was horrified. It was the damnedest thing. And the house is built for people under 6 feet. So, like, the shower's 6 feet tall.
Oh, man.
It looks like I got hit in the head, like, 2x4s. Like, I seriously almost knocked myself out in the basement going to take a shower.
Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, I met them all. It was so cute. I'd pat her dad on the head and say, look at Benny Hillman.
Good first impression.
Oh, I am so going to pay for that. 758. If you want to check out this list, the keyword is
list.
And if you don't have the list, CSX Big Jim's house. It is 808. We're going to play your suburbs in about 5 minutes. Hang with us. We're giving you tickets to, we can't say.
You're going to want them, though.
Oh, yeah. It is a massive concert. We'll have the announcement at 10, but we're going to give you a pair of tickets with Battle of the Burbs. You can win them before you even know what the hell they are.
That's a first.
I've heard of win them before you beat the box office. Now you're actually beating the announcement. We're not messing around with concerts anymore, man. So earlier this morning, we were doing our boot check. Boot check!
Boot check!
Okay. We started talking about people that are listening outside of the Detroit area. It's always cool with the CSX app.
Right.
And who do we have? We had our friends in Canada, obviously, north or south, depends how you look at the map. And then we had somebody text in that who was listening where?
Yeah, somebody texted in that their daughter listens all the way up in Marquette.
Like that? We got a buddy listens in Atlanta. We know that. I'm trying to think where else. Trucker Jim's all over the country. We never know where he is. He's never here.
The furthest one that I know of is, I believe it's Amy in Australia. The Queensland, Australia. You always see her on her Facebook videos and stuff like
right.
that.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
David listening. We could. I don't know the mileage. David emailed. Sent me an email. He tried to call earlier. He's in the Philippines. He's cooking dinner right now. He is. I know who you are, Dave. Dave used to call, he'd call me Squiddly Diddly. He's a Marine. So, yeah, he would call up. He was here in Detroit for a long time.
Yeah.
But he's living in the Philippines now. That's a hell of a move.
Yeah, it is.
It's that's a hell of a move.
A little different than moving counties.
No, that's not, I'm going to buy a place in the Upper Peninsula. I'm going to go to the different island. The Philippines. How many miles the Philippines from Detroit? That's a good question, though. Further is Australia or the Philippines from Detroit? Spencer's on it.
I got to guess Australia. I don't know. Australia just seems like worlds away. Everything.
I don't know. Is it? They got more movies about it. Crocodile Dundee. I don't know. 248-398-927 answer house phone. Anyway, it's cool to know you're listening, Dave. And there you go, man. So we got somebody in the Philippines cooking dinner right now. Balut. Remember I told you about that?
Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
They bury the eggs.
Oof. I'm good on it.
The term was eggs with legs.
Oh, yeah. I never want to hear that.
Service, mate, guys. Okay. Battle of the Birds, we've got players next. It's
time to play the game.
Oh, here we go. Battle of the Birds. This one's going to be a little different.
Time to play the game.
Now, we do need three players. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. East side, west side, downriver. 75's a dividing line. And you're playing for a pair of
awesome concert tickets.
This is Beat the Announcement.
Yes, never had this before.
No, we've done Beat the Box Office before they go on sale. We're giving you a pair of tickets totally in the dark. Telling you right now, we'll do the announcement at 10 o'clock. You want these tickets. You need these tickets.
Yeah, just trust us when we say this. Yes. Yeah.
That's always a good way to... No, no, just trust me.
Trust me.
Trust me. You're going to like this one. Eastside's up by how many now?
They're up by 4 over downriver.
That's not bad.
No, and 9 over the west side.
Hey, man, it's under double digits.
Yes.
It was worse for a while. That's okay. 248-398-9279. Battle of the Birds, simple game. 2 out of 3. General knowledge questions. One of them's classic rock. We promise you that. Get 2 out of 3, you win. Birds next. Beat the announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to meet the players who are about to do battle in the Battle of the Birds. So let's knock on the door of Big Jim's house and see who's going to win.
West side!
Eastside, catch back up.
Hell yeah, downriver rocks, baby.
West side.
Eastside.
It's downriver time, baby.
Here's your host, Big Jim O'Brien. And the trainer is Mike Cabin.
And the voice of Battle of the Birds, Ken Calvert. Calvert. Sports sponsored by Realtor, Battle of the Burbs. Wow. Okay. That was my Monday move on a Tuesday. Battle of the Burbs sponsored by Realtor Jeff Glover. Buying or selling your house is never a battle with Realtor Jeff Glover, a house sold name online at housesoldname.com. Again, we have concert tickets for a show we can't tell you about yet.
Yes.
You beat the box office, now you're beating the announcement. Everybody ready?
Yeah,
ready. Here we go. That's Dan on line 2 on the east side. Hi, Dan.
Hey.
You ready, bud?
Ready.
All right, you're hollering out. East, Bob, west side. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Big Jim. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning.
There you go. So you're representing west side, so you'll holler out west. And then Carrie downriver. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. Hello, fellas.
You sound great. We're ready to go here, so you'll yell out down. Again, you guys are playing for concert tickets. For a concert we haven't even announced yet.
Yeah.
You're going to love this one, though. Yeah. All right, 2 out of 3 wins. Make sure your game show loud. Spencer is to our right. He has the bullhorn. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, right.
Yes. Yeah. Question number 1. What Def Leppard song features sugar in the title? Yes.
West side.
Bob, what's the answer?
Pour some sugar on me.
There it is.
We're going to win a chicken dinner.
That's all right, Carrie. You're still in it. Don't worry about it. Here we go. Question number...
number 2. What character on Happy Days rode a motorcycle?
East.
Dan, what's the answer?
The Fonz.
The Fonz.
Yeah!
And then he jumped the... jumped up like a swimming pool in the parking lot of Arnold's once.
What?
I swear I remember that. Anyway, okay. East Side with one. Fonzie go front. That's what it meant. Anyway, Dan with one. Bob with one. Carrie, you're still in this, okay?
Okay.
All right. Question number three. The Tigers swept what New York baseball team?
West Side.
East.
Bob, what's the answer?
Yankees.
The Yankees. All right. Well, now, Carrie and Dan, don't worry, because tomorrow is Battle of the Burbs Wednesday, and we'll have three chances to win tickets for a concert that we still can't tell you about.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're awesome. Appreciate you listening. Bye.
Okay.
There they go. Bob, you did it, man. You got tickets for a concert. You don't even know what it is yet.
I think I know what the concert is.
Don't say it's, if you want to give it out, it's the Backyardigans live in concert, one night only. No. Hold on. What do you think it is?
I think it's Kiss.
Okay. That's your guess. Yeah. We'll find out at 10 o'clock. We'll see if you're right. All right? You got to give us a... Hey, Bruce.
Hello, Bruce.
Is he coming to Comerica Park? We'll find out at 10.
Ooh.
Ooh. Put a mohawk in me. I'm Mr. Tease. All right. 836. 57 degrees on our way to 76 for high. Beautiful, beautiful day. Earlier this morning, we were discussing Ryan's prowess at cornhole. Your family's really into it.
Yeah.
Really into it.
Yes.
To the point you spent how much on bags?
$150.
Wow.
Yeah, and just the bean bags.
Not the board.
No.
Just the bean bags.
Yeah, we just...
Why?
Well, I'm telling you, you don't get it, but when you play with them, you'll get it.
Did you just give me the "you don't get it" line?
Yeah, when you don't understand. When you guys come over and you play them, you'll notice the difference between these bags and the ones you buy from, you know, that just come with the sets.
We have a plastic one we can clip together and they bounce a little bit when you throw them off them.
I wouldn't even play at your house.
That's what I'm saying. You turned into a cornhole snub. You have. 248-398-9279. Anyone else out there spent $150 on bags for cornhole? Sharon sent a picture of a nice board.
Yeah, it got the Detroit Tigers logo on it. She said, come on, Ryan, you want to have a go? Let's do it, Sharon.
Well, it's almost the Tigers logo. You got to be like, remember, because you got to do one thing different so you can get away with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's the Detroit Ligers. You got to be careful. $150, though, dude, for bags. Really?
Yeah, they're like the ones that you see on ESPN. A version of those.
Where they just stand there and toss. Can you tell me there's like something on each side? One's vinyl or
leather? One side's suede, and that's the stick side, and then the other side's the slide side, and that's just like the regular bag material.
Cool.
Because you play different shots. You know, you just
Of course.
You don't just throw it towards it.
No, you do just throw it towards
no,
it. That's the point
shots
of the game.
And stuff.
What do you mean there's different shots? You're trying to put the beanbag in the hole.
Yeah, but if you throw off the blocker first, you put it right in front of the hole. That's the blocker. And then your next one, you slide it, a slide and replace.
Look at you. Good
I'm
Lord.
Telling you.
You're about to go way over the deep end. You're about to really get into this. Here's Ryan's ringtone.
Singing cornhole. 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 Good for your soul.
Okay. Cornhole. You're serious, though. $150 for bags.
Yes.
Wow.
They go more than that, too.
No.
Oh, yeah.
For cornhole.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's a bunch of different brands out there now.
We should come up with a name for the team. Are you going to play?
Yeah.
Someone said there's a tournament in Clawson. I'll pay for the entrance fee, but we got to come up with a good name for the team.
Okay.
And you're going to be the captain.
Gosh, because me and my brother were in a tournament, and I can't remember what our team name was. But my... brother-in-law and sister have the best team name of all time. Their last name is Haas, so they call themselves the Haas.
I appreciate you announcing that. The enunciation was very...
Well, yeah, I had to make sure I was...
No, it was gloves right on the beauty, that. Yeah. If someone comes up with a good name for Ryan's cornhole team, we'll get you one of our keychains.
You know? Okay.
Yeah. What are you paying for? I paid for those, too. I'm in, man. Yeah. Okay.
You're ready for these names.
I'll sponsor your team. I want Big Jim's house somewhere in there. If I'm paying for it, I want our show mentioned somewhere. Is that too much to ask?
No.
Okay.
No, we'll put the logo on the shirts, yeah.
Logan's bags. No, it's got to have some sort of classic rock thing to it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. CSX Big Jim's house. 844.
Major concert announcement coming up at 10 o'clock this morning.
We're almost there.
Steve, by the way, you texted in, you're wrong. That's not it. Can't read about it. Just,
Yeah.
Just so you know. So, I'm learning about Ryan's compulsion with cornhole. You and the family are really into this.
Yeah, my brother-in-law started with it. He was the one who kind of got the ball rolling, and now we're all kind of buying in, me and my brother. And
$150 for the bags.
Yes.
I don't... Okay. So, we're going to find out how good you are. I'm going to sponsor... I will sponsor you. I want the show name somewhere on it.
Yeah.
But I will sponsor you guys for this tournament. You said there's one in Clawson?
I know somebody texted in and said Clawson, but that's where it's... there's a big hub of...
Oh, Clawson
cornholing there, yes.
Clawson cornhole clubbing or something? I didn't. Okay. It's hard to talk about this as sounding like 12-year-old boys. Yeah, I know.
That's why I call bags. It bags.
Bago. Okay, so Clawson is Bag City, apparently?
That's what it looks like.
But we got to come up with a good name for the team. I got another.
Big Jim's House Cornhole Team.
It feels like a Monday.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Hey, Big Jim. It's Joe from Algonac. How are you?
Good, buddy. You got a name for the team?
How about Big Jim's Cornholios?
Cornholios. Oh, there it is.
Nice.
And when you guys get like all of them in, you pull your shirt up over your head like they do in Beavis and Butthead.
That's right.
Nice one, bud. All right, we'll put that in the hopper. And thank you, bud.
They've got to meet in between frames and say they need PP for their bunghole.
See, there it is. There it is. Okay. Thank you, bud.
All right, man.
All right, there he goes. You can do that one. Pull your shirt up.
Big Jim says Cornholios.
Cornholio. There it is. Craig, you got a name for us?
Yeah, I was thinking of Big Jim's Holy Rollers.
Holy Rollers.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Okay, because you're shooting for the Holy One there. There you go. Thank you, bud. Appreciate that, man. Let's grab Trudy in line here. Trudy, you got a name?
Yep, sure do.
What's that?
Ryan's Rockers.
Classic rock, kind of rock and roll. Will. Yeah.
Yeah, and then on the back you can say, we will block you.
That's a good one.
Is that
one.
Part of the game, blocking?
Yeah.
Yeah, huh?
So I'm saying, throw those first blockers up there, man.
Okay.
That's where the slide and replace comes from.
Do you know what blocking for bags is for me? When you get in the way of me and my beer. That's what blocking is. All right. Thanks, Trudy.
You're welcome, dear. Bye.
All right, bye. There she goes. Jamie.
Hello.
Good morning. You got a name for Ryan's team here?
It's kind of inappropriate. BJ's whole goal.
That's not bad.
Jim in there.
That's not bad. You did. Yeah, Big Jim's whole goal. That's fantastic. All right, Jamie, we got your information here. We will give a keychain to whatever name we go with. You have a wonderful day. Appreciate you listening, too.
Thank you. I love you guys. We're up in Port Huron. So
yay!
Keep
all
it
right.
going strong.
You got it. All right. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. I kind of like that one. No?
Yeah.
You're going to be wearing the shirt, so what are you thinking?
I don't know.
How do you train for a cornhole tournament?
Just got to play. I got to give my arm a rest, though. Played like for 3 hours straight on Sunday.
Things a 16-year-old says for 100. Sorry. I apologize. Hold on. Matt.
I was calling about the cornhole names. I was thinking Mother Shuckers.
Oh,
that's not a bad
that's
one.
That's a good one.
Is that a common name at all, or is that...
I don't know if it's a common name.
So.
That's a good one, though, yeah.
Okay. All right. And I think you guys should be very, very proud of me, Matt, that I've gone 5 minutes without trying to work in a Bob Seger reference to this name thing. So
I know.
Doing pretty well there. I got your walkout song.
What's
ready?
That? Yeah.
No, I'm serious. This will be the one. If you guys have ideas, 248-398-9279. I'm absolutely serious about this, dude.
Okay.
I will sponsor your guys' cornhole team for this tournament in Clawson. Because apparently, when you think cornhole, you think Clawson.
Right.
Clawson is the cornhole capital of Michigan. We're giggling every time we say that. Here's your song. CSX Big Jim's house. It is 852. of fun this morning. I'm learning a little bit about Ryan. Hopefully you guys are too. His family's really gotten into the whole cornhole bag competition to the point they bought bags for $150.
Yeah.
We've all been there, but there's something we got into and you got way into, and you guys are really into it. So I'm willing to sponsor you. Now, who's your partner?
I'll probably get my buddy Doggett. We went family.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. We went like 25-0 over the weekend. We didn't lose.
We need to talk about that, because it's not that I don't trust Doggett, but I don't trust Doggett. Some of the stories you told about your buddy? Yeah.
We just can't do it started too early in the morning.
That would be noon.
That's the thing.
Yeah. No. We'll have an off. We'll have a meeting later on about your choice.
Team meeting.
Yeah. Your draft pick.
All right.
Okay. Well, what's the name? I will sponsor the name of your team. I will sponsor the team for a cornhole tournament, which we've learned is probably Clawson. Is that right?
That's where it seems like a lot of it's happening, yeah.
Other name suggestions coming in?
Yeah, we got... Where'd this one go? Sorry. Logan's Launchers was one of them.
That's a good
one.
They
came in from the A1.
Logan's Launchers.
Yep. Another one. They should be... the Great Cornholios. Cornholios is really coming in from everybody.
Right. Yeah.
586 said Big Jim's Holy Divers.
Oh, little Dio reference there as well. The Holy, H-O-L-E-Y.
Yes.
Diver. See, that would work. Then you come out to Holy Diver by Dio. That's not bad.
That'd be a good one.
That's not bad. Hold on a second. Donna's been patiently holding on. Hi, Donna. Thanks for holding. Welcome into Big Jim's house.
Hi. Thanks. I'm thinking Logan's Tossers.
That's more appropriate in ways than you don't even realize. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Logan's Tossers. Okay. And that tossers mean, no, I don't want to, we're not going to get in definitions. Okay, Logan's Tossers. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. Appreciate you listening, too.
Thanks. Right. Love you guys.
Love you, too. Bye. There she goes. Logan's Tossers. You don't like that one? No?
All right.
Okay. Hold on. Trucker Tony, what?
Well, you said you had to have a come-out song, you know, like for boxers and stuff like that.
Sure, 30 Days in a Hole.
Has to have it. Yeah. He has to have a dance thing to go along with it.
A dance team?
You know, yeah, like him and his partner come out doing a dance thing going down the hallway to wherever he's going, you know?
Dude, at this point, I just want Doggett to show up. I'll just be happy if he shows up.
Right.
Okay? All right. No, good. We'll work on the dance team, too. Spencer, can you dance? Not so much.
I'm talking about Ryan and his mom.
Oh, so they have to have a routine when he come out. Kind of like the Cobras did in Dodgeball.
Oh, you
have
God, to have that then whole you really got to be good.
Globo Gym.
You can't do that and then get smoked.
You're going to win this thing, right? I'm doing prop bets on this.
I got confidence in us, yeah.
Okay. I'll be over there like, what's his name? Who am I thinking about? Christopher Walken and Pool Hall, whatever that one movie was. Like, oh, $10,000. Come on, big money. Let's play. Show up all dressed up. I'm going to get like a suit. I'll be your agent.
Okay.
The bullhorn, the mouth of the south.
I'll be the coach.
How do you go? This is way too detailed, man.
The guys on ESPN, they turn around and talk to other guys.
Do they? Some people have a coach? Yeah. Okay. Here's my first coaching tip would be, make sure your beer's cold. Because that's the most important thing in bags, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we're still working on a name. We will give you one of the keychains if you have one of those. 248-398-9279. Do you have a preference out of all the ones we've talked about?
No, I mean, I don't have any favorites, really. They're all good coming in.
Wow. Big Jim's Undefeated Logans? Okay, see, then that's cocky walking in there.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Well, the name of the team should be Where the Hell is Doggett? It's Noon. That would be, right? And that could be the most accurate team name ever. You trust Doggett to show up on time?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I got to guilt him in the night before.
Don't tell me that.
Of why he needs to be there on time, and if not, you know.
What do you mean, you know? You're going to go track him down or something?
Yeah.
Okay. No. Let me get you Spencer Torkelson from the Tigers. I got a better ringer for you, man. Okay. By the way, don't forget, major concert announcement coming up in about an hour. We'll have that with Donnie, so hang with us here. All right, one thing that everybody needs, besides our conversation about Bago, is Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi that can keep up. That's why Xfinity gives you Wi-Fi speed faster than a gig to power a house full of devices. I went and looked at mine. I am stunned how many devices I've got going, and we use Xfinity, and it is the best. It's the fastest Wi-Fi that you can get, and it's only from Xfinity. Can your internet do that? Learn more about the fastest Wi-Fi available only from Xfinity or other fast speed options. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, ask about speeds two times faster than AT&T. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay. Ends 6/22/21. Restrictions apply. New performance starter, 50 megabits per second. Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Gig speed Wi-Fi requires gigabit internet and compatible XFi gateway.
Big Jim's House on 94.7 WCSX.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.